You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, it's time for a trending report. Nice weather for the Mile High City. Next couple of days, 70s with maybe some scattered storms. Speaking of storms, hopefully we don't get anything like Monday storms in Yuma up there in northeastern Colorado. Mm-hmm. That little town got pummeled with baseball-sized hail.
Yeah, it's bad.
Boy, the pictures are crazy. And then yesterday in Iowa and last night, multiple tornadoes. And they say these are responsible for multiple fatalities. Injured dozens more. Practically destroyed this little town called Greenfield, Iowa. 2,000 people live there. That's like 50 miles out of Des Moines. And the storms also brought down some of those giant wind turbines, those 250-foot-tall wind turbines.
It's quite the mess when you see all the pictures. I had a ton of people texting me yesterday because we've got family in Iowa, and they were wondering if it was in that area, and no, thankfully. But yeah, just a horrific scene again.
Mother Nature can be frightening.
Mother Nature!
And they think, you know, we could get a repeat over the next couple of days in parts of the Midwest.
Ugh.
A little sports news. One of the preseason games in August for the Denver Broncos will pit them against the Green Bay Packers at Mile High Stadium. And yesterday, the Broncos confirmed that the two teams will also have a joint practice session together a day or two before the game, and fans will be allowed to come watch. More details coming soon, but if you like sitting out in the hot sun watching big sweaty men practice football, this will excite you beyond belief.
All right.
Disclaimer, I'm not knocking it. All I'm saying is I don't understand taking a lawn chair and sitting and watching football practice.
I have tried to explain this to my wife for years because she's dying to go do this. And I'm like,
she probably will not go do this. It's funny, too, because I have friends. In fact, they're women and they love going to watch Bronco practice. And I'm like,
come on.
I don't get it.
Go back to the big sweaty men hitting each other. I think that's why Nick Knack wants to go.
Pants.
Yeah. And their little tight pants. That's right.
Entomologists, you know, bug people. They are asking that you avoid the temptation and please not kill Miller moths that you come across. The little things are simply migrating up to higher elevations for the summer. They're very important to the state's ecosystem. So they're saying, please just shut off your porch lights for a few weeks until these little critters get up to the high country. They don't want you killing Miller moths. You know what? Tell your house cat that, because cats go crazy over Miller moths.
Yeah, they do. Murder, death, kill.
Did you see this story about the new thing coming out with Microsoft? It's a program called Recall. And basically what it does is it records every single thing you ever do on your computer, and then it feeds it over to an AI.
Okay, and then what?
Well, yeah, that's the question.
And
that's
then what?
Some people are raising their hand saying, okay, and then what happens? Microsoft is hyping this. They say it's a way you can, quote, retrace your steps. And you can flip through all the stuff that you've been doing on your computer, whether it's messages, some app stuff, even old video conferencing. You can go through and find all of it. And some people are saying, well, wait a minute. What about, you know, bad guys and hackers and stuff? And Microsoft says it's not going to happen.
Oh, no. Trust us. It's fine.
What could go wrong? They say this is just the future, and everything's encrypted on your hard drive, and it only works locally on your computer, so nothing is being sent away up to the cloud. I don't know. And the good news is you'd have to opt in, I think.
Okay.
But right now, it's just in what they call preview status.
Pass.
I don't think I want... I'll be fine just backing stuff up to Dropbox.
Yeah.
You know?
Pass.
I don't need that going on. U.S. News and World Report puts out their list every year of the best places to live in the country. They chose as the number one town in the country, Naples, Florida. So if you're 80 years old and you're looking for a place to move, there you go. The reason I bring this up is because two Colorado towns made the top 10. Colo Spiggs, good old Colorado Springs, is number three. Mm. The number three best city to live in America.
Okay.
How about that? And Boulder was number 10.
Well, high five.
Yeah.
Fist bump.
The only thing I've got, and I don't know, it might be a longer break, but there's a viral text going around from a father to his daughter. And normally, I read these things, I'm like, whatever. This one I read, and I was like, it's really, really cool. Because his daughter got dumped, and the dad even watched it happen. I guess it was out on their driveway. And the dad through the window saw, and he just saw his daughter's heartbreak. And he sent her a, did you read the text?
No, uh-uh.
I'm wondering if I should just read it right now on the show. I'm going to read it. It's going viral now because this dad texted it to his daughter. And at first blush, when you read this, you know, some of the things the dad is talking about, like one night stands and friends with benefits, you're like, whoa. But then you think, wait a minute, his daughter is a teenager. You know, she's not stupid. She knows about these things. And his message is just so loving. Here's the dad's message to his daughter after she got dumped. Hey, baby girl, here is some perspective from your old man. I have had lots of relationships, from one-night stands, to flings, to friends with benefits, to girlfriends, to living girlfriends, and then I met your mom. I can say with certainty that when I met her, it was instantly different. I can also say that I knew it was different because I went through those other experiences. So what you are dealing with today is necessary in order for you to one day be able to discern when a person is really right for you. I can also say that even though I was broken up with, and in one instance I was cheated on, it was worth it to get to where I am now.
Why didn't he just tell her that in person?
I don't know, but I like that he did text it because she's got those words permanently saved now.
That's beautiful. Hey, my dad was a man whore.
I really, you know,
that's
there's
beautiful.
More. I didn't even read all of it. There's like multiple more paragraphs after that. He's like one other line in there is, I promise you, this is not your future.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were talking off the air not long ago about doing a whole segment. In fact, I've still got a note over here about when your child suffers heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like exhibit A.
It is, absolutely.
Parent, how they're handling their
That's
child's
cute.
Heartbreak.
That's very nice. I like that. I like that
what else
lot.
Is trending?
Target is trending this morning. Target is doing us a solid. They say they're going to be dropping the prices of 5,000 common items, growing a list of stores trying to draw in inflation-weary shoppers, basically. They put a list out that's going to include milk, meat, bread, fruits and veggies, peanut butter, coffee, you know, kind of all the staples. They say they've already lowered the prices of about 1,500 items, and they're going to continue to do so throughout the summer once they hit the 5,000 mark. Walmart's doing this. IKEA's been doing this. Mickey D's is going to be doing this. So they're trying to help some folks out right now. And
that's
Lord
cool.
knows we do a lot of shopping at Target, so that'll be kind of nice to get paper towels at a cheaper price. So that's going on. My gosh, did you see the videos and the story coming out yesterday about this airline? Let's see, it was a Singapore Airlines flight. It was a Boeing 777. Up in the air, hit some turbulence that they were not expecting, and 71 people were injured, including one guy that passed away, they're saying, probably from a heart attack. But the pictures coming out of the inside of the plane, absolutely insane, with dents in the ceiling from people hitting it.
Yeah.
There was blood everywhere. Seven of the people on the plane were listed as critical condition. And they're just talking about how they just hit some unexpected, really hardcore turbulence, and people were tossed around quite a bit. And now, you know, all the news stories out this morning about just keep your seatbelt on while you're in the plane, you
and
know,
they tell
this
you
will
that
happen
over and over again.
Yeah, we were watching this last night, and Knick Knack kind of was having flashbacks because she was on a plane once that hit that where the drink carts went up and hit the ceiling. The drink carts, which weigh hundreds of pounds. And she said, my life was seriously flashed before my eyes. She's like, it was a terrifying moment. So,
you know,
again, yesterday, very terrifying.
In this story, they say, you know, the flight attendants or whatever, there's nothing they can do because they're walking up and down the aisles. And like you said, with drink carts and everything.
Yeah.
But the regular passengers, one of the passengers on the plane said, everyone who had their seatbelt, even loosely attached, was fine.
Right.
So when they give you make that announcement, they're like, yeah, you can get up and go to the restroom, but otherwise leave your seatbelt on.
Do it, because you could dent the ceiling. Oh my God. Scary.
Scary.
Let's try to make it through 30 seconds of audio here. So there's this firefighter in Detroit that was arrested after he assaulted another firefighter at the scene of a fire while they were fighting it, Dom. Now, kudos to the news reporter that had to report on this story, and let's count the dings.
Detroit firefighters, known as some of the best in the business at fighting fires, not fighting each other while also fighting fires. Detroit fire crews arrived quickly to a significant fire inside this home, and the firefighters got right to work. Something went wrong with a firefighter who comes from a Detroit firefighter family, where he allegedly assaulted a fellow firefighter as they're fighting the fire, to the point where the chief on the fire scene had to call Detroit police for help. We are told in his fire gear and all, officers arrested that firefighter and took him to the Detroit Detention Center.
You got to find another way of saying fire.
I think that's a real story.
Mix in a blade every once in a while.
I think that's real. So anyway, yeah. God, kudos to those news folks. Well, this is exciting. Microplastics are in trending this morning, Dom. More fun news about microplastics. They're talking about how they've been found in placentas, breast milk, and now testicles, Dom. Your testicles are full of microplastics.
Dang.
Have you read the stories about the microplastics? It's concerning.
Some.
Like microscopic plastics, hence microplastics. Ding! Mm. Yeah, they're everywhere in our body now, and now they're finding them in our man parts, which they say is very concerning for future generations because it basically knocks down your sperm count like crazy.
Oh, so, thank God for me.
Fill me up, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
But, you know, my son, if he wants to have children later in the future, he's full of plastic, apparently, at this point. This stuff's been found at, like, the highest mountain peaks and in the ocean. And
yeah, it's not good, but at the same time, I'm wondering if it might help create a different race of beings. Like, we're going to be partially plastic moving forward. We'll be born with plastic parts.
Be able to float a little bit better in water or something, maybe. Buoyant balls. Okay, so here's a couple random stories. McDonald's in Australia is saying that they're having to retrain some of their employees after a photo went viral showing a manager using one of the heat lamps to keep the fries warm and also to dry a mop.
Well, multitasking.
And Dom, this is sad news. Kobayashi, the competitive eater, he's retiring from the sport.
Oh.
Kobayashi is retiring, you guys.
Oh.
Known for his 6 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest titles, and he's earned the mustard belt 5 times, I guess. No, Kobayashi, no! And then speaking of, here's your Fat America. Snapple has partnered with some candy companies, so you can get Snapple now that tastes like Sour Patch Kids, and Snapple that tastes like Swedish fish, and you can guzzle that down. I'd rather have microplastics inside me besides that. All right, let's do this. Now we can do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You guys have to see this picture today of a woman who has created the world's widest wig. The wig is 12 feet across. That's as deep as some swimming pools. Check out the pictures on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.